I want to thank my co-authors and collaborators, and certainly the funders here, the NIH and specifically the NIMH. Dr. Rosario probably doesn't remember, but she actually helped me in the creation of this grant, which was my first NIH grant at the time, so thank you. So we're going to talk about methamphetamine and young MSM. Methamphetamine, as all of us probably know in this room, is an addictive sort of long-acting stimulant which has nationwide use in a number of diverse demographic groups. Amongst them, though, the use of methamphetamine has been noted to be particularly prevalent among adult men who have sex with men, where the popularity of the drug tends to stem from its association with sexual activity, and more specifically in having adult MSM sort of negotiate or facilitate sexual encounters largely in the context of some particular sexualized social environments, which I'll talk about in a minute. But over the past decade, there's been a lot of sort of money and energy, some might say too much money or energy at times, depending upon how you think about methamphetamine as a drug of choice for this population. But a strong association has been described over the past decade in adult MSM between methamphetamine and high-risk sexual behaviors such as unprotected anal intercourse or sex with multiple partners in both HIV-positive and HIV-negative MSM. And therefore, methamphetamine has really emerged as a major risk factor for HIV and other STDs in this adult population. Specifically with adult MSM, methamphetamine has really been linked to these sort of sexualized social environments such as the internet or circuit parties or bathhouses and sex clubs, where methamphetamine has really been traditionally linked to this facilitation of negotiating sexual encounters. But methamphetamine has also been linked to psychological factors such as lower self-esteem or loneliness, isolation or depression, things that we're familiar with talking about when we deal with sexual minority populations. But out of concern about the issues of methamphetamine and its relation to HIV and sexual risk, in January of 2005, the CDC convened a working group meeting with a number of other federal agencies, including SAMHSA and HRSA, to try to talk about a variety of things from service provision to the direction of future research. And one of the calls they put out there was to do future research in areas such as the natural history of methamphetamine and risk behaviors, specifically looking at the social and sexual context of methamphetamine and the relationship between methamphetamine and risky sex in subpopulations of MSM. So that's what we did, since there was little to no research specific to methamphetamine and sexual risk-taking in young men who have sex with men. I should say that this is a sub-study of a larger sort of R03, but our objective in an ethnically diverse group of young men who have sex with men was to describe patterns and consequences of meth use in this population, and then to examine the relationship between meth use, sexual risk-taking, psychological factors, and the sexualized social context. So as Amy already alluded to, this is a community-based convenience sample of about 310 young MSM. They were very ethnically diverse. They were aged 16 to 24, and they were recruited from multiple community-based sources. Again, as Amy pointed out, we specifically avoided recruiting youth from traditionally high-risk environments such as bathhouses or bars or clubs. Amy's slide is right and mine is wrong. The data was collected over about a 12-month period from 2004 to 2005, and the design was really a cross-sectional survey that was computer-assisted. Participation was obviously voluntary and confidential. We had IRB approval from two separate IRBs. It took 90 minutes to complete the survey, and participants got $30 for their participation. So in terms of the measures, we asked them to talk about their demographics, including age, race, and their self-reported HIV status. We used a previously validated instrument that we adapted for sexual minority youth to assess their sexual and substance use risk behavior, specifically targeting men, which is the way the initial grant was funded. And our dependent variable for this analysis focused on methamphetamine use. So we had a question about, have you used methamphetamine, meth, Tina, chalk, ice, crystal, or glass any time in the past year? And then we asked participants, how many times have you used methamphetamine in the past year? The independent variables for this analysis included those sexually charged social context variables, including lifetime use of a bathhouse or sex club, using the internet to meet or have sex with a sexual partner, engagement in commercial sex, or having older anal sex partners. We asked participants to tell us the age of their last three anal sex partners, and any youth that identified an anal sex partner that was 10 or more years older than themselves was then coded as positive for this variable. We also use the BSI to assess psychological distress, the Rosenberg self-esteem scale, and a social emotional loneliness scale to assess romantic loneliness in this population. Other measures we really wanted to look at were consequences or negative patterns of meth use, such as failure to do their day-to-day activities or being unable to remember something that occurred the night before, doing something sexually unintended, such as not using a condom consistently while using drugs, or having used drugs specifically because a date or a sexual partner had pressured them to do so. There were four steps to the analytic plan, not that they were that complicated, but the first step was just basically to run frequencies of the demographic data, the methamphetamine use, and our risk behaviors. Then the second step was to look at factors associated with methamphetamine using sort of a bivariate chi-square analysis where we looked at our demographic variables, again, with self-reported HIV serostatus, age, and race ethnicity. And then in the subsample of youth that had reported using an illicit substance, which was 172 youth, or 55.5% of the original sample, we looked specifically at methamphetamine users versus other drug users in looking at the consequences of the drug use from my previous slide. Then we did sort of separate hierarchical regression analyses for each independent variable, controlling for the demographic variables mentioned above, and then a second multiple hierarchical logistic regression modeling to look at which factors would still hold independent relationships with meth use. To do that, we screened for multicollinearity. We entered the variables in two blocks, with the demographic variables entered first, and we used a correction for multiple tests on the same variable, so effects were considered significant with a p less than 0.025. So in terms of the results, the mean age of our young MSM was 20.3 years, but the range was 16 to 24. 54% of the sample was under age 21, so it's a pretty young sample of young MSM. 27% of the sample were actually between the ages of 16 and 18. As you can see, this maybe perhaps because we recruited a sample based upon their identity, where we were looking to recruit LGBT youth for this study. There weren't a lot of youth that were ambiguous or not wanting to identify their sexual orientation, with 82% identifying as gay and 16% as bisexual. 14% of the sample self-reported their HIV serostatus as being positive. The race ethnicity of the sample was quite diverse. There's basically almost a third between white, black, and Latino youth, a little less Latino youth, 26%, and a not-so-great socioeconomic status question showed that most of the sample, 70%, identified their socioeconomic status as being middle class. In terms of the risk behaviors, this was a population that endorsed participating in a variety of risk behaviors, ranging from about 6% having used Viagra to about a quarter having engaged in commercial sex or having sex in a bathhouse or sex club, sex with an internet partner, 42%, and then 31% having anal sex with older partners, and 13% of the sample had used methamphetamine in the past year. And it's important to note here that of that 13%, the overwhelming majority, close to 80%, had reported using methamphetamine more than 2 to 3 times in the past year. So it wasn't just a one-time sort of use of methamphetamine. In terms of the consequences of use, in comparison to other, first let me say that methamphetamine use was strongly associated with age, race, ethnicity, and HIV serostatus. You can see the dramatic increase in methamphetamine use prevalence rates from age from 3.6% in the very young sample of 16 to 18-year-olds to up to 21.2% in the young MSM who are age 22 to 24. The white youth, not unsurprisingly, were used meth more than the Latino or black youth, and meth use was 3 times more common in HIV-positive young MSM. But interestingly, compared to the other young MSM who were using illicit drugs, again, a subsample of our 310 initial sample, the meth users were 3 to 7 times more likely than other drug users in the sample to have memory failures or to fail to do their day-to-day activities or to have unsafe sex while high or to use meth or drugs specifically because partners had pressured them to do so. With regards to the correlates of young MSM methamphetamine use, you can see that, I think this is not surprising given the literature, that meth use was associated with a variety of behaviors, including all of our high-risk behaviors and our social context variables, from commercial sex to older partners to having sex with an internet partner, and moderately linked to our psychological variables, including psychological distress and self-esteem. Interesting, it was not linked to romantic loneliness, which is something that the study team was very interested in, thinking that that was something unique about sexual minority youth that might actually bear some fruit. It didn't in this analysis, but it continues to be a construct that I think our team is very interested in continuing to look at with this sample. In terms of the larger hierarchical logistic regression, again, methamphetamine use in the past year, again, remained significantly associated with age, race, ethnicity, and some sort of high-risk sexual environments, as well as including bathhouse and sex club and commercial sex use, as well as high-risk sexual behaviors, which is not surprising given the analysis. So the limitations of this sample, obviously, was a cross-sectional survey, so we can only look at associations and not take it any further than that. For instance, we can't tell you whether meth use led to other high-risk behaviors or whether people that engaged in high-risk behaviors were just more likely to also use methamphetamine. This was a convenience sample, although a fairly large convenience sample from one sort of geographic area, and a pretty young sample, and all the data was collected by self-report within a CASI or a computer-assisted software to help with some of the self-reporting. One of the other limitations was that we only sort of asked about general sexual activities. So we, although we were making these comparisons between methamphetamine and these specific sexualized social contexts, we didn't ask specifically about methamphetamine use within these specific sexualized social contexts. So it would have been, I think, a stronger analysis had we been able to put those two together in a more direct way. So in conclusion, you know, I think this was one of the first studies to actually look at methamphetamine use in a adolescent or young adult sample of young MSM, and it showed really kind of some significant and potentially devastating effects of meth use in this very young young MSM sample. It also pointed, I think, for a need for us to sort of broaden the way we think about substance use and it's specifically meth use within the context of sort of these broader sort of social and psychological context variables. I think it's really important that we begin to look at initiation patterns for this. I mean, if you think about the age rates that I reported, that only 3% of the sample were reporting meth use at the age of 16 to 18, but then more than 20% of the sample was reporting meth use by age, you know, 22 to 24. So what's going on during this sort of very sort of tumultuous time of adolescence and young adulthood? So perhaps looking at initiation patterns over time would be critically important, and really understanding the complex social milieu in which these young MSM developed, these social contexts that I'm pointing out here. The internet, older partners are realities for these young men, and how that relates to substance use, and in particular methamphetamine, I think needs to be more carefully spelled out. And by doing that, we will then begin to be able to develop sort of specifically targeted sort of substance use and HIV prevention programs, which I think are desperately needed for this population of young men. The last thing I want to say is I just gave this whole talk about methamphetamine, but I also want to point out that I also think we shouldn't just be talking about methamphetamine with this population. If I think about substances of use that clinically, as a pediatrician that I see with these young people, we should be talking about alcohol and other sort of drugs of choice that maybe are being used with methamphetamine. I think there's been this sort of artificial hype about methamphetamine for a whole host of sort of political reasons. Not that I don't think methamphetamine is a significant problem for this community, but I think that there are other things that we should be looking at as well. So thank you very much.